What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Social podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What's good, my guy?
What's up? We're not going to talk about this today, but I don't care who hates me for it. I'm rooting for the Chiefs today. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
And everyone thinks Pat Mahomes is a white devil.
They perform devil magic for sure.
I don't really like Pat Mahomes, but I like Travis Kelce. And I've liked Travis Kelce before Taylor Swift. That's all I'll say. And that's enough football for today.
Right. Also joining us is Kalex Everything. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I don't care at all about football, but I get to go out in the sunshine and the pool today, so I'm going to have a wonderful day.
That sounds awesome. Well, as you can tell, we are recording this on Super Bowl Sunday.
AKA my football jersey on.
Super Bowl Sunday, AKA Kendrick Lamar playing Not Like Us 17 times in a row for the halftime show.
AKA the day that Drake fries.
But today we're not talking about sports. We had an idea for a NFL draft-ish kind of episode with anime characters, but since it is going to be close to Valentine's Day by the time this episode comes out, it's probably better for us to do some type of romance anime or some kind of romance themed episode. So today I want to lead with something a little bit different. It's not necessarily anime related, but it has something to do with more romance-ish kind of stuff.
Ooh.
Zoe definitely has seen this on if you've been on Twitter. Kayla, have you seen the memes of Montoya, por favor? Have you seen those?
Yes.
No.
Have you seen those?
From the Spanish Temptation Island. Oh my God, Kayla, it is
the messiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
It's so messy.
In what
bro.
Way?
It's so messy because the situation is messy, but the way they edit the fucking
it
clip,
makes it messier.
Oh my God.
It's like, okay, but Kayla, okay, so do you know what Temptation Island is, like the show? Have you heard of it before?
No, but is it kind of like Love Island? Like, is it like a dating?
Yes, but way more toxic. Okay, so here's basically what they do.
Love
is
that.
Is basically, it started as an American show, I think. And basically what they did was they put a bunch of relate couples that were kind of on the rocks in their relationship. Either like things aren't working out, one of them might have cheated, and like they took them back, or they're just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Things just aren't working out, right?
Yeah.
They want different things in a relationship. So instead of, you know, going to some kind of relationship counselor, going to family and friends, trying to figure out on their own terms, they decide, let's go on national television.
Yeah.
And split each other up in respective houses, a house full of male singles and a house full of women singles, and see which one of us gets tempted to leave the island with somebody else.
I just sent Kayla the specific clip.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, it's, just above it is the last thing you sent me with tails.
okay, let me see. It's from Spain, so it's already pretty dramatic.
I cannot see it. The page does not exist.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Shout out to my girl who does ASMR. I always forget her name, but that oh, no is from her.
Yeah.
Just look up on your computer, maybe. Just
Montoya
Spain's Temptation Island.
Montoya, por favor.
God, and Montoya.
As Kale's looking this up, I'll kind of talk about it, too. Spanish Temptation Island. Okay, Spanish television in general is just has way more of a dramatic flair than I think American television does. American television is just kind of like the editing definitely serves and adds to the drama, the tension, and like the all that kind of stuff. The people in Spain, they just kind of, I feel like that's just pre-built into their software. Like they just kind of already. Very dramatic people.
But here's also, he's just very dramatic. Like, he's over the top with it.
Oh, for sure.
Have you seen the other clip? Okay.
There's like four. Bro.
The reason why in the main clip that we're all talking about that they're watching on a big TV is because they used to watch it on an iPad, but there's another clip
where he like rips his shirt and then he kicks the stand that's holding the iPad.
Yeah, like he's just he's and then just he goes extra. In
he goes into the water because they're filming right next to a beach, so he goes on the shoreline and he's like ¿Por qué?
I'm watching the full clip. I haven't heard a thing you guys have said.
Bro.
Which is are they watching on a big
TV? Vergüenza. Sorry.
No, keep watching because the editing towards the end where he's running, I don't want to spoil it for Kayla. Look at Kayla's face. Dude, bro, it's so crazy.
I can't, bro. She's invested now.
I am. No, I'm going to start watching the show.
Oh my gosh.
I just love. What's happening right now? What's happening right now?
He's like, go run on. He's like, running.
Okay, now watch.
Is he running to the house?
Yes. He did like a mile in sand.
Because the houses are connected,
and then,
right? Like,
and then look,
like they're on different look, parts of dude, the island.
Dude, he's a gazelle.
But have they cut back to what's going on inside the room?
No.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That is the worst part.
Oh!
Bro.
Like he's like his shirt's coming off.
Holy shit.
She is getting she's riding that thing.
She is going nuts.
Till the wheels fall off.
That's crazy.
I've seen so many tweets.
Crazy.
I've seen so many tweets where if my girlfriend
Here's the thing.
So they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
And she cheated on him on the island.
Okay, so here's
how
this works.
There's more lore.
Literally, like, people have been trying to piece together this timeline since that original clip came out. Because somebody tweeted, like,
I have to start watching the show.
Somebody tweeted, like, oh my god, Temptation Island, Spanish Temptation Island is insane. And it was just that clip of, like, her cheating, him sprinting a mile across the sand to get to that other house, right?
That's so impressive. And listen, he may be doing it for the dramatics, but the run is the run. The athleticism is there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, but here's the timeline I pieced together. Okay.
Yes.
They get on the island. Okay. She does in the first night or so. She does some weird stuff with somebody in the beginning, right when they first get to the island. Okay.
Right.
Apparently, I think he might have cheated on her before they even got on the show, and so they're trying to work things out. So that's what I think happened. So she starts, you know, mess around a little bit, like kisses somebody on in the singles group. Montoya, or I think that's his name, or Montoya. The other guy, whichever one, Montoya, he gets pissed. Because what they do is, like, after the end of each night, they kind of show the other person what their couple has been doing.
It's super
at the
toxic.
Villa,
it's
right?
super
it's
toxic.
It's super toxic. And so, like, I don't know if you heard Zoe, basically, he, like, knocks over the screen, like he gets pissed off the first time, like, and it was like she kissed somebody, which that's cheating, but like it's like he's super pissed about it, right
he was already angry at that level
already
of cheating.
So then he decides to get this really raunchy, risque lap dance from this other girl in the house, like she's like throwing a thing in his face.
Okay.
They're like in 69 position. He's twerking on him. Like, it's nuts. Like, it's insane. And she gets pissed, but she kind of just like, she stares at it. She kind of just like eyeing it real, real tight. She's just kind of like, she's mad.
Yeah.
She's kind of just like eyeballing it really hard. So she decides to take it to hell.
Right.
And have sex with the dude she kissed the first night.
Mm.
And so.
Got it. Got it.
I just love that he talks to the Sandra, no puedo más.
That's the thing, though. I couldn't hear what you guys were saying because I was just so focused on him doing like live takes while he's watching his girlfriend cheat.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Bro, he gets
on his
knees.
What were you saying, though, about Hispanics, though?
Dog, I think, okay. Like, I think American reality shows rely very heavily on editing to make the people in focus be a lot more dramatic than they probably actually are. I think that,
yeah, I would say.
I think that from my experience, knowing you guys and knowing Hispanic people in general, you guys just have that pre-built into your software where you guys are just very dramatic.
Here's the thing. Hispanics are like a step more dramatic. Spanish people are that much more dramatic.
You're saying like Spanish, like Spain.
Like from Spanish. Spain. Yes. Spain.
Yeah.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah, I feel, I mean, the thing is, yeah, it's in reality TV because, like, typically I'll watch, like, a novela, so obviously all the theatrics are turned up to 100, depending on where you watch or what country the novela's from. But I think, in general, like, I don't know, especially when it comes to, like, matters of the heart, like, with love, we're just much more...
Expressive,
yes. Expressive. It's all very flowery, sometimes insane language.
He gets on his knees.
No, he kept pulling his shorts. Like, shorts. His shorts. No, the shorts being pulled up. Just like I could not. I forgot the
translation in Spanish. My Spanish is not great, but he's on his knees and he's like, "You've torn me apart on the inside."
Yeah.
I literally been seeing so many just. Like all like anime videos of people running, and the caption is Montoya, por favor.
I saw the clip of the reunion, and he goes and says hi to the host, and she immediately goes Montoya, calmate.
Like she starts singing it.
Yeah. And she's like, he's like, Sandra, por favor. He's like, please stop.
It was a moment of weakness. He was torn apart.
Oh my
God. Wow, what a perfect segue for today's topic, actually.
For sure.
Because
for sure.
That is a toxic couple. And what we have before you today is the worst canon anime couples of all time.
Yes. We didn't want to do the non-canon ones because then we'd be fighting with Kayla the entire time.
No, we would. I know where you guys are going with that because it would just be like the Naruto Sasuke fight all over again. I'm ready to do that after Valentine's Day.
I have a proposition for Kayla. Oh, I need at least two straight non-canon couples.
Two straight non-canon couples.
Correct.
Right now? Oh, no.
No, for next time. Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
She says that, but they're going to be mostly guys.
No, they're not. I have a few.
We'll see.
I had to just slip that in there one time. I thought it was funny.
I'm so glad that you think that's funny.
it's all love, Kayla. It's all love. It's all love.
I know.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we're talking about bad... anime canon couples today. Mm-hmm. And you know, we each have a few. I think there's some overlap between there's some overlap between maybe the three of us. We might have some similar ones, but I wanted to pose a question first before we got into the bad couples. I think what would qualify? You don't have to name any names yet, but like what would you think would qualify as far as like you see this canon couple, you're like, this is a bad couple, like what is the quantifier or qualifier for
I would first say bad writing, bad what's the word I'm looking for, a bad self-insert where you can kind of tell that this one of the people in the couple is supposed to be the audience member, but that comes with like, again, I always bring it up every fucking episode, the problem with persona, where every time you romance someone, they're like, oh my God, you're so good and you're good at everything and you're so handsome and you're so cute and you're so awesome and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Because that's what one of the couples I'm going to bring up feels like. There's no actual like chemistry. It's just usually 99.9% of the time, cute anime girl fawning over this guy.
Right.
Because he's that guy.
Fair enough.
My interpretation, and I I have fought with several people about this when the movie first came out. Do you remember that old movie Silver Linings with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
And that other guy?
The Silver Linings Playbook?
Yes. Everyone's like, it's so romantic and doodly-doo and they're in love. And I'm like, they're both mentally ill and need help. And what did they do? They just both decided love over my actual medication from the doctor. And I find relationships like that to be this like over-glorified, like at the end of the day, love is the only thing that matters, blah, blah, blah. And I don't believe that. Yes, love. I'm just sorry, I hit my mic. Love is a big thing, and it's definitely a factor for being in a relationship. But if y'all are bad for each other, you have to take a step outside of yourself and go, this isn't going to work, and this only hurts us both. And I think in a perfect world, I would love for everyone to be in love and get together, and nothing goes wrong once you're coupled up. That is not how life works, and you shouldn't just keep being in pain all the time because you loved him or she loved you. No, no. So that is the main, I think that's the main vibe of the characters that I picked today.
That makes sense. That does make sense. I think for me, it's kind of similar to yours where it's just like, if it's just not compatible or it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'll say this, it influences a lot of the picks that I have, but I think that shonen in general, and there are some that are exclusions to this rule, but shonen does romance poorly across
100%.
The and so yeah, there's gonna be, it's one of the more popular, it's like probably the most popular like type of anime or manga that's out right now, but like it's just not where, and there's plenty of couples that people love in these stories, but if you really get into the writing of these stories, like it's just not done well at all.
Yeah,
it might just be because, well, maybe there might not have been much time in the story, in the serialization of the story, to really flesh out that romance plot, or the authors are does really bad at writing women, which influences one of my things.
I don't want to say one of the main examples in case it happens to be one of your people, but there is like one that I always think of when it comes to like an anime couple that I'm like, did you just pick her because you hang out all the time and you're there? Is that why y'all are together?
I feel like recently, specifically shonen, I feel like there are a lot of authors that have picked up on that and they're trying to be better. A great example would be Dandaran.
I knew it.
Yes.
Perfect example.
Good example, I think, at least, would be Spy Family.
Yes.
Spy Family,
there's a build up there.
They're very cute. It might not be canon romantic.
Wait, is Spy Family
Shonen Jump.
It's on Shonen.
Really?
It's Shonen Jump magazine.
Yeah. A slice of life was like
Shonen. I mean, it's in Shonen Jump. I think like
that qualifies.
It's the differentiator is weird, I guess, to an actual genre. See. But I say Shonen as in Shonen Jump serialization.
That's what I mean. Okay.
I don't know if this one's in Shonen Jump specifically, but it might not even be canon. But I like dynamic. I like the dynamic between the two main characters is buddy daddies.
Oh, the one that's like Spy Families, but
Everyone called it gay Spy Family, and they're not really in love
together.
But I haven't watched it, so I don't know. But I'll let you know when I watch it if they're actually in love or not.
But no, but here's the thing. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, you wouldn't fight it.
They have such good,
they built it that way.
They have such good chemistry together, and they're raising a child.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I think a lot of shonen authors have just picked up on that and started doing their homework.
And love to that. Your point about Dandadan is the editor of, I can't remember the guy's name. It's like the manga. I forgot his name, but his editor, before he started making Dandadan, he was forced to watch like a crazy amount of shoujo anime and read a bunch of shoujo manga before he started Dandadan.
And that's why it works.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why great. It works.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I appreciate that Shonen now is getting behind that, because I used to be like full on Shonen all the time. Full on Shoujo all the time. It was only love, only slice of life. That was my bread and butter. And as I got older, I'm like, I need a little more than just this all the time, because it makes me feel wildly single. So I need a little mix it up. But then Shonen would give me couples that I'm like, ugh. Don't put it in if you don't know how to write it. Set it free, and then we'll be fine. And then now these anime are coming out where I'm like, oh, I can have my cake and eat it too. So it's nice.
So, Kayla, do you want to kick us off with your pick for your first bad?
Yes.
Couple.
Controversial to my own self. One of the characters that I – couples that I don't think are a good couple are Inuyasha and Kagome.
I knew this was coming. I was like, this is going to be the number one pick.
As someone who's never seen it, I would think that is the whole point of the show.
So it is. So it is a big chunk of the show, but I have a problem with this specific trope. Now, mind you, at the end of the day, I love them as a couple because it's fun that it's someone else's life and not my life.
Oh.
But they are not – like the trope is – I was your love in another life. My soul has reached this person. Now we're falling in love because you recognize that soul in me. I hate that trope. Like me for me, bro. Not because of Kikyo. It cannot be this way. So the whole, for those of you who haven't seen Inuyasha, the whole thing is that Inuyasha was a half demon from years and years and years ago. Kagome jumps back in time through a magical well at the temple where she lives. She is the reincarnation of Inuyasha's first love, Kikyo. Kikyo has been kept alive through evil magic and her eating souls of living people. And the whole show revolves around Inuyasha constantly having to pick, I mean, besides all the fighting and things that he does, you know, being a half demon, but it's constantly having to pick between the love of his life before, who is now literally a clay vessel hoarding human souls, or the reincarnated soul of his past love in a human living girl's body. Every single time Kikyo comes on screen, I bark. I'm like, get! It's so annoying to see, and the thing is, like, she has a lot of her memories and still loves Inuyasha. I'm not taking that away from her, but she is dead. And her whole thing is trying to pull Inuyasha to commit suicide so they can be dead together.
I didn't know that part. Okay, that's crazy.
Yes. So I love Inuyasha and Kagome. I have figurines of them staring right at me. I think at the end of the day, they make it work. But I, Kayla, could not be with someone if they're like, my initial attraction to you was because you look and act so much like my first love. Oh, you share the same soul. No, my soul, me alone. No sharing. So that's my first one.
It's very much that's kind Dracula. Of it's very much Dracula.
Oh.
You saw the movie with us.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Does she look just like his first love?
Yes.
It's about Nosferatu?
No, not Nosferatu. Dracula. Bram Stoker's Dracula. It's the same
thing. Did they look the same?
They looked. Winona Ryder.
Basically the same. Okay, exactly. It's the same thing twice. Yeah, I also don't agree with that.
Yeah, I'm with you. me agreeing with you.
Okay, because I was like, what are you saying? Is that but that's not an anime. Like, I was very confused for a second. Yeah. I had to come down of my box to understand. But yeah, like there's like a piece that's like, oh, I would love for my immortal lover to search. The thing is, what's different is that Dracula is looking for his wife to be reincarnated. Inuyasha stumbles upon the reincarnation of his person. So like, it's still weird. It's still weird. And her soul wasn't looking for Inuyasha, but Dracula's wife in some way was looking for him again. The line is very blurred. I still don't like it.
Zoe, You're up next. Who's your bad couple?
Should I start off with the statistically worst one?
What do you mean statistically worst one?
Yes.
Like objectively worst one?
Because yeah. I want to know that it's what I think you would have chosen first.
It's not. I'll just say it. The Tanizaki siblings from Bungo Stray Dogs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There are siblings that are Kayla's a couple.
Kayla's I've never seen Bungo Stray Dogs.
Yeah. It's fine because you'll meet them in like the second episode.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are they actual
siblings?
Yes.
Here's my thing.
They're a couple?
But okay, let me explain it.
Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
Kayla, I feel like preface when I explain this. Bungo Stray Dogs is in my top four favorite shows of all time.
It's a very good show.
Okay.
This is the worst part of it. It's the worst part of it. And they took it out of the show and don't mention it at all. Like it never existed, this plot point.
Yeah.
Like past maybe like the third time it comes up in the show. I feel like fans were like, yo, this is fucking weird. And the manga just decided not to do it anymore. Right?
Yep.
So they are not necessarily a couple, but they do a lot of couple-y things, and they're basically like paraded as this like sexual innuendo joke that gets played a lot when they're on screen together.
Specifically season one, the sister flirts with the brother a lot. And instead of the brother being like, ew, no, we can't, it's almost like, oh my God, don't let people know.
Yeah. Like,
yes, it's bad.
I'm trying to remember an exact scene. Basically, like, he was just like, yo, we can't. Oh, she said, that's not what you were saying last night. And before she can continue the sentence, stop. I thought we don't want to talk about that. And then she gently tickles
it's like
him.
Things are happening like behind the scenes. And it's
They might be adoptive siblings, but that doesn't make it better.
It doesn't make it better.
Right, it could be like different parents.
But
you
still.
Yeah. It's kind of like did you guys ever watch No Game, No Life?
Kind of, yeah.
It's kind of like the same vibes where I'm like, are these siblings touching?
Yeah.
Because why are they that close?
Yeah, for sure.
And I remember when I first saw the show, I clocked the voice actress. And now I forgot her name. Oh my God. She plays Jolene in JoJo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I'm like, oh my God, she's such a good voice actress. And then she starts flirting with her brother. And I'm like,
Yeah, what's funny is because I just recently started rewatching it. Just kind of needed a show to watch. And yeah, in season one, like during like the non-serious scenes where they're just kind of sitting in this cafe or they're sitting at the agency department or they're just kind of like roaming around the city, like every once in a while they'll make like she'll make a passing joke about some kind of sexual innuendo. And he gets, I forgot what's the guy's name? I feel like I should know this because it's one of my favorite shows. But he gets super flustered by it, and it's always it's a weird joke and it has bad timing. But
Kira Buckland, legendary voice actress, started on fucking Newgrounds back in 2000 and whatever. She's Mitsuri in Demon Slayer. She's such a good voice actress, and then they make her have this weird
thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And they don't like do that joke one time in like season two, maybe. But then, honestly, after that point, they never bring it up.
It's a lot more in season one.
Okay.
It's just season one.
Yeah, people were just like, let it go.
Yeah, people were just like, no, we don't want this. And I'm glad the manga paid attention.
She's 2B from Nier.
Oh, in the anime? That's fire.
In the game, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I didn't think you'd bring that one out. That was a pretty good one. I like that.
That's the first one.
I do need to watch it. Did I choose to not watch Bungo Stray Dogs? Because sometimes it takes me a while to not watch something.
Depending
on their art style, I need to look at it.
Me and Zoe basically told you to watch because of Dazai.
Mm-hmm. The Hot Men.
Yes, because of the Hot Men episode. Okay, yes.
It's animated by Bones.
I do have some some aversion to the art style. But it's not bad.
It's a more refined host club because it's the same studio. Once you watch it, you'll be like, oh, this kind of does remind me of host club.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I got to watch it. It's on the list. Let me finish. Oh my God. The one that I just started watching again that I sent you guys. I texted the group that I started watching again with the little boy.
Oh, Mob Psycho. Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah, I got to finish that, and then I will go back into looking for a new show.
Okay,
Taylor, your turn.
So my first one is, I feel like this is like the not the flagship one, but like the more like an obvious choice that people would have is Naruto and Hinata from Naruto. I think, like, and people will probably be like, oh, Taylor, why do you think it's a bad couple? It's because falls into the issue of like proximity.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's not that Naruto felt any kind of romantic feelings towards Hinata from what I've seen. I've watched Naruto several times. I've read Naruto. Never really got the indication that he seriously considered Hinata as some kind of romantic love interest.
Correct.
Not saying that Sasuke was his love interest.
I'm not saying that either, because Hinata always loved Naruto, and it's very cute.
Very obvious too, yeah.
Very obvious. They tried making people like get to that side very early on, but Naruto never expressed any interest. None, zero, none. And I'm not even saying for him to go with Sasuke. It would have made more sense to me for Naruto to end up with Sakura. They had more of a chemistry. That's my opinion.
And even then, that relationship sucked even too. Then.
It does. Yeah. They didn't know.
And I'll say this: it's an issue of proximity, and it's an issue of it's a multitude of things. One, Kishimoto can't write women. He's terrible when it comes to writing women.
Unfortunately, and he got all the couples wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't write women very well. Mm-mm. But then it's a situation where like a romance plot, like, just would not have fit anywhere in that story with what he was trying to tell. Like, you jump from like Chunin exams to Sasuke's rescue arc, then you get the time skip. In that time skip, you could have maybe had some sort of budding relationship between the two of them, like Naruto kind of realizing that he might like Hinata. You could have done it then.
Yeah.
You have him go away for a long time when Pain comes and attacks the village, and he does save Hinata because she tries to jump in and help. But if you're pointing at that and saying that was when the relationship started budding up, that's a bad argument.
The bad argument.
The only time in which Naruto truly, I feel like, might either realize his feelings or just have some sort of like romance type of plot with Hinata is in one of the Naruto movies where, what is that guy's name? This one, like, basically like this guy who wields like an advanced version of the Byakugan is like basically kidnaps Hinata because she's like one of the more like pure blooded.
Yeah.
Forgot their last name.
The clan that she's a part of. Yeah.
The clan she's a part of. Like, they have, like, this other external lore that has to do with... has to do with Kaguya and fucking aliens, which I think is still a really bad direction to take Naruto. But that is what it is. It's neither here nor there right now in this context.
Right.
Like, basically, that guy kidnaps Hinata, and Naruto has to save her, right?
Yeah.
And he spends the entire movie like fighting for Hinata because she was either going to get married to that guy or like something was going to happen with her. And so he ends up like coming to her rescue. And that's the only time, realistically, that I remember that Naruto had some semblance of a romance plot with Hinata. And then all of a sudden, at the end of that movie, or I think at the end of some movie, or at the end of Naruto, Shippuden, when he becomes Hokage, I think it's at the end of that movie where he marries Hinata at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think that was where you could have gone with it. It would have been cool if you just had no romance. It would have been funny if you just had Hinata have a one-sided affection for Naruto the entire time.
There was a side comic way back in the day made by a random deviant art person who I followed, and they had shipped Hinata and Gaara and made great stories. Can I remember most of it? No, but I remember that ship, and I'd have preferred that. I really need to watch Naruto again. It's been on like my mind that I'm like, it's, I don't know if I'm gonna have the same fondness that I did for it when I was younger, but I mean, it was a great show. Okay, what?
We need to do it. We need to sit Zoe down and just make like a fucking Clockwork Orange, just hold his eyes up.
Yes, so he because the thing
watches
is,
Naruto.
Yes, because during our draft that we did, and I had so many Naruto characters that ended up coming out of my brain, I was like, wait a minute, do I care about this show? and I do. It's a foundation show for me.
Yes.
But I need to like give it a go again and see if my eyes are as kind to
what's
them
so,
now as
what's
you
so
just hate
crazy.
Naruto, dude.
But does, what's so crazy to me is that like I love anime and like I'm late to the game, but I love anime and I've tried Naruto and I just don't understand. Like our friend David isn't a fan of anime.
Oh yeah.
He loves
but
Naruto.
He loves, yeah.
I'm like, dude.
Sasuke specifically, but he loves Naruto.
Okay, yeah, but he wants to be Sasuke.
Yeah.
I love that for him.
I don't know if you guys ever seen the meme. The first one ever was with Goku and Vegeta, but I saw one with Naruto where it's like, it's Hinata. She's like, Naruto, I'm your wife. Please raise our children. And he's sleeping. And then it's Sasuke, and it's like, Naruto, I'm gay. Let's fuck. And he's like, yes, sir. it just cuts to the outside of like a dojo, and then you hear them like fighting noises, and then it ends with, believe it.
That's insane.
I do think if you try to watch it again, and I think if you watch it with me and Taylor, you might like it more, because I love all of the, my main thing is I love all the kids that have the, like one of the like little animal spirits with mm-hmm. them, because, you know, people always saw it as a curse, but like, they're not, you know, and they used to belong all together. So
yeah, but
anyway,
what
we're
about
not gonna get
this
into like a Naruto talk. Yeah.
One of these days.
Valid argument.
Yeah.
You know?
We're just gonna sit Zoe down and just hold his eyes open and just make him consume Naruto. That's what we're gonna do.
Naruto.
consume Prozac. All right.
Okay, so it's me again.
Yes.
Okay, so this one, even the community that watched or read this book show when it came out, we all collectively hated it. And I have, it's one of my favorite shoujo artists. Yuki and Kaname from Vampire Knight. And here's why. So I don't think you guys have ever watched Vampire Knight.
I've never heard of this.
Really? Okay, it's from the early 2000s.
I've heard of it. I never watched it.
It's from the early 2000s. It was a manga first and then became a show. The show did not have any budget. The art is actually atrocious. They all look like fish because the type of shoujo eyes they have does not translate well to media. And so their pupils always look like they're like out here.
Is it Vampire Knight like K-N-I-G?
Yes.
Yeah.
But look up what the anime looks like. It's ugly. And then look how beautiful the manga is.
That sounds like a fake anime that Marin Kitagawa would watch. She's like, I want to cosplay from Vampire Knight.
Yeah.
Yo.
So,
oh my God.
You see how bad the anime is? It's so bad. And they only got one season. And then they cut it off.
Early 2000s anime always had this like pointy chin aesthetic that I never really understood.
Yeah, it gives very much like my first anime drawing. But here's the lore as to why it's
so
bad.
Why are their eyes so like? Look, I'm not a big like. Look, Zoe hates big eyes on character designs. I'm not that I'm pretty indifferent about it either way. If the character's right. designed well, even with big eyes, I don't really care.
Correct.
This yes. is terrible.
It's really bad. It's really bad. And the manga is not ugly. Like I have the art book. It's right there.
Hold on. Kayla's been trying to get the lore out for like
I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay. So here's the lore. So Yuki is this main girl, and she is a vampire hunter along with her friend Zero. She like helps him. He's the main vampire hunter. She just kind of like helps him out by, anyway, I'm not going to get super into it. The part that sucks is that she's always been a helper to, the school has a day school and a night school, and the night school is for vampires. The day school is for normal people.
Oh, that's cute.
The vampires, the main guy, his name is Kaname, and he's always been really enamored with her. And as the anime goes on, you think it's going to be like this love triangle thing between her, Zero, and Kaname. But then you find out that Kaname is her brother uncle. Because he's one of the oldest vampires to ever exist. He was almost like beef jerky in a casket, very much Nosferatu, like skinny, had given up on life, whatever. One of his bloodline way later ends up giving birth to Yuki, and he's like, I gotta have her. He kills her brother. He's her uncle. Becomes her brother when she's reawakened as a vampire, which can only happen when he bites her and they share blood or whatever. And then she's just mesmerized the rest of the book. That she's like, I don't care if you're my brother, uncle. We're in love and we always have been. And it's the worst ending to a manga I've ever experienced. I stopped buying them after, like literally once the brother, uncle plot happened, I was like, I gotta bow out.
You gotta jump ship. I'm out of here.
I literally was in middle school when this happened and I went, no, I don't like this.
Oh my
and,
God.
And I don't know what ended up happening because I had a friend in middle school who also read it, and she continued and she goes, but he's so hot. And I'm like, but that's her buncle.
It brother, doesn't, no.
Her bunk,
brother,
her buncle, her brother uncle. And it's just, it's so bunkle bad. Stand. And I don't know. Bunk, the grunkle bunkle in the funkle stunkle. And I just don't know why. Oh, I got rid of the series.
That's how much you yes. hated it?
Yeah, I got rid. I kept some of the manga from the artist for other series she's had, which makes sense. And I only kept the art book because the art is still beautiful. Hold on. I feel like I got to like go off screen. I'll show you guys after. Yeah, we don't have time. But I'll show you guys after. The art's really cool. The story's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to top Bunkle.
I don't think so either.
You guys can try.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I might right now.
Oh.
They're not family. But.
Okay.
Makoto and Sekai from School Days.
Oh, you hate yeah. School Days. I always forget about it.
It's that Kayla, I don't care enough. You know how I'm like, haha, now I gotta sit you through Rent-A-Girlfriend to make you suffer. I don't even yeah, want to make you watch this one because I don't want to watch this again.
No, yeah. I don't want to see this. This gives me bad.
This man, Makoto. Is he Makoto or is he Sekai? I forgot.
I think his name is Makoto.
It looks like he's Makoto.
This man, Makoto, is a serial psychological abuser.
But he didn't start like that.
He doesn't, but he ends up like that. And
yeah. You know what it is? It's they trapped you. They're like, oh, look, everything's normal. Ahaha. We're insane.
No, literally, that's how School Days is. It's like the first two episodes are like, oh, it's kind of normal. And then all of a sudden it hits you over the head with like this really edgy plot. And you go, wait, what happened?
I see.
He plays these two friends. One's a new girl and she becomes friends with this other girl and he plays them both. And you're like, this is gross. I feel icky. And then he starts fucking because that's what they do. It's not like, oh, I'm dating. No, he's fucking all the girls in the class. And he makes them feel like shit afterwards. Like, there's a scene where it's like one of the girls, she's like putting on her clothes again. And he's like making her feel bad that they just had sex.
No. I think he made her, not made her, but like she cheated on her boyfriend with him.
Yeah.
And he's making her feel like shit for doing it. Wow. Like literally right after it's over. And no then, aftercare, no nothing. Just
nothing.
Fucking.
He's dating. He sounds like a menace to society.
He's dating one of the main girls and then breaks up with her and goes for the other main girl. And he starts living with this main girl. And then that girl, but he's still talking to the other one. And then so the main girl he's living with, I think is Makoto, pretends, tells him, hey, I'm pregnant. Is a full lie. But she's like, hey, I'm pregnant and it's yours. So now you have to stay with me forever. And then the other girl, I forgot her name, gets so mad at that, kills Makoto, cuts open her stomach, sees that there's no baby, and is like, oh, that's a lie. Cuts her head off. I'm never watching that show. And then kills Sakai, cuts his head off, and keeps his head in a bag forever so she can have him.
It started as a slice of life in the first episode, mind you.
It is the only anime I've given one star. I hate that show. That's really bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just told poorly. Like, and in the, even like the edgy stuff like that being at the end, like, has no real weight to it. You're just kind of watching like, what the fuck am I watching right now? It's not even like anything kind of super like jarring or uncomfortable or like some kind of like, you know, like shock value that's written well. It's just bad.
It's just really gross because, like I said, he's having sex with all the girls, but all the girls are mean to each other because of it. It's so gross. And you're not supposed to like Makoto. You're really not. But it's still right. Like, he's the main character and I don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. All right. So for my second worst canon couple, I don't even know. I mean, it might be considered a canon couple, but like they don't really have too much interaction in terms of like being a couple. And that's just Light and Misa from Death Note.
Yeah.
I'm glad you put it in. Because it.
Another serial.
So bad.
Emotional abuse.
Insane. Sociopath. Poor Misa. She didn't deserve it.
Yeah. At the same time, don't want to victim blame. Never want to victim blame. But at the same time, it's like, brother, Misa, like, he does not fuck with you at all.
Right.
And
makes it
pretty clear that he does not fuck with you at all.
But some people.
Yes.
Are like that, and they're like, but I'll win him over eventually.
But she's not.
Because they tolerate me.
But she's not written well enough.
She's not written well
enough. That I can accept that.
Yeah.
It is, to me, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, self insert yourself into Light's shoes, and you have a badass blonde girl waiting for you at home in her underwear. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Reject because your mind is on world domination.
Because you think you're God.
Because you're the alpha male and you listen to Andrew Tate at work.
It's that Light would be Andrew Tate is the thing. He'd be the top. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just here's my thing too. Also, it does run into a situation where I can't remember the dude's name, but the manga cannot write a good woman character. The only good woman character he writes, it was funny. I was watching, I was bored and I was watching Mother's Basement. He's a YouTuber. He was basically talking about,
oh, I thought that was a show. I'm like, show is that?
This guy, he's a YouTuber. He says his name is Jeff, but his handle is like Mother's Basement. Cause like, it's like an anime trope thing.
Okay.
He was talking about Platinum End, which is the same writers as Death Note. and how bad the women characters in that show are.
It's the same. I didn't know it was the same mangaka.
Yeah, same guy.
Oh my god.
So basically so Jeff was talking about how there were like the lack of women characters that are good in Death Note too, and he's like, you accidentally wrote a very good woman character in the detective, and then you realize that she would have way more that she had way more of a role in it. She'd be actually a really good character, and then you killed her off too early in the show.
Yep.
And then and that kind of sets up and that kind of sets up like what's to come for like for Misa too, because it's just like you don't really write her with any kind of real motives and personality. You kind of just write her to be somebody that Light could manipulate to further his agenda.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't really serve that much of a purpose in the story narratively besides that.
It's she's only built there to help his story move forward.
It's like
right.
The mangaka wanted her to be like what Harley Quinn was created for in the Batman animated series.
But Harley Quinn is written well.
Way better.
It's like there's like an actual relationship there, and the Joker actually brings her in with like these loving words of affirmation and like, hey, baby, you're my girl, and then abuses her. Where Light just abuses Misa.
From the get-go. Yeah.
Like from the outset, when they first meet each other, and I think it's like a stalker situation when they first meet. So there's also that where Misa kind of just shows up in front of Light and he's like, you know, understandably like, who are you? Like, get away from me. But then it switches to, now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I could use her to my advantage. I can make her write people in the Death Note to kill them. And then that way Light or L doesn't suspect me as Kira.
Yeah.
And then, oh, wait. I may have made a mistake. She loves me too much. She starts making the block hot. Now I have to kill her. You know what I'm saying? It just does not work as a couple. Yeah. It makes no sense.
There's that famous tweet that goes around every 6 months of Misa in her underwear. And she's like, hey, Light, welcome home. And the tweet is, everyone always does it for engagement. It's a Light gay as hell.
The real love story there in that little group was Misa and her Shinigami. Her Shinigami loved her.
Loved her.
And tried to warn her, but all for naught.
Yep.
So sad. Okay. So my third one is from Fruits Basket.
Ooh.
And that is Hattori and his wife, Mayuko. So Hattori is the seahorse or the dragon from Fruits Basket. Andre, you made a face. So basically, like the
I know they turn into animals when they get touched by girls or something.
Well, it's the opposite. It's the opposite gender. So they cannot hug or embrace the opposite. They can touch. They just can't embrace the opposite gender. And if they do, they have to. It's only family members can do that. But so Hattori is the dragon in the zodiac, but they interpreted it as he's a little seahorse because seahorses are the little dragons of the sea. There's a type that looks like that. And he was a doctor and he ends up falling in love with one of his patients named Mayuko. And they get married without hugging, basically. He explained everything to her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You think, oh, everything's well and good. But when they do get married, the head of the clan gets really pissed and slashes Hattori's eye. And Mayuko feels so guilt-ridden by this that forever and ever and ever, she just starts like being like, leave me, I cannot. She basically grieves herself into the point where she's like, I just need to forget. I cannot be with you. I need to forget you. I cannot love you. This hurts too much.
Aww.
And then asks, he basically is so sad because his wife is so sad that he begs the head clan leader to erase her memories. And then they get divorced, or she can't even remember that they were ever married. and just ends up like helping her again. But the thing is that like she still has like there's like feelings for him, but she can't remember what they are, and then she ends up going off and getting married to someone else. But the reason why they're the worst canon couple to me is that I don't care if somebody hurts my man, I'm gonna hurt you then. Like, I like it's one of the things where it's like, I'm not gonna get sad, I'm getting angry. Like, I just feel like when it comes to like some characters to tragically be like, it's all my fault, and then they fall into a depression to the point that like they choose to forget everything. I wouldn't want to forget the love of my life. And that was like the whole thing. Like, you see their backstory. They worked together for years in the hospital, and like it was just really beautiful, and they had such a beautiful life together. And then it's because they were going to try to have a baby. I think that's when the clan leader slash guy.
I mean, that's the lore of the show. Can that even work?
Having a baby?
Yeah, if they don't hug. They don't hug, but they can do things.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in front of you.
No, you're good. You're good. That's like the last of my train of thought. So the thing is that Hattori is just one of the most lovely characters. I love him. I think he's such a good written male character. And I think Fruit Basket does a good job of writing male and female characters. It is a shoujo, so they know how to write loving characters. But I hate how they just like both like gave up on each other.
I can see other people really, really liking that.
I get it. I don't like it.
Because
again, I'm comparing it to what I would do. Yeah, what would Kayla do in these situations?
Of course. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I can see how people can see that and be like, Shakespearean tragedy.
Yeah,
you know?
I was gonna say like tragically beautiful, but those stories typically make me upset. Like if Juliet had waited two more minutes, Romeo would have woken up, or vice versa, whatever it is, and then dead. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, I didn't want you to give up. And like, yeah, and that's like a trope in that show. Like, it's like everyone who gets involved ends up forgetting. So like, just like side backstory, so you can understand, the show is very sad. And there's this one of the main characters who he is a rabbit. He's a rabbit zodiac. And when his mother gives birth to him, she goes to hold him. And he turns into a baby rabbit in her hands. A baby rabbit is like pink without fur, like fleshy. And she freaks out and she rejects him. And then as they get older, it's just like abuse, abuse, abuse. And she's always like, I wish I never had you. You disgust me, blah, 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 blah. And then she ends up going to the clan leader and going like, I never asked for this. I didn't ask to fall in love. Or I think she had just slept with one of the people in the Zodiac or whatever, and ended up having him. And she forgets about her son. And then the whole show, like, you see him constantly following her. He pretends to be a child of someone else in her building, so just so he can see her, because he thinks she's the most beautiful person in the whole wide world. Extremely sad.
Yeah, it's a sad. I've only watched maybe the first show. I tried to get into it, and I was like, I don't know if I can. This is
no,
so sad.
Yes. Oh my god, please, we'll watch it together. Ah, it's so good. It's so sad and good.
So they're part of a clan.
It is a. It's a family.
And it's February.
Andre.
Bro, you kept on saying clan leader, and I just kept thinking of the Grand Wizard. I'm sorry.
No, because they keep referring to him as like a clan.
I know.
A family, a house in front of my Black History Month.
Oh boy.
That's what they call it in the show. They're all just little Japanese family. Anyway, you just ruined my day. No, you didn't.
The fucking dashiki just like slowly descends on top of Zoe's head. Just like fucking. What do you mean, clan?
It's like the emoji with like the one eyebrow up, and then you hear like the vine boom.
The fucking yeah. Dr. Umar. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Zoe, what you got? What's your Bad couple.
I got two more.
One's do you want to just do the one that both of us agree on?
I don't know. I don't know if we're talking about the same one. I'm going to say I had one, but it's pretty basic. This one, I feel like some people would also agree with me, but it's not as basic. Eren Jaeger and Mikasa.
Oh, yes.
They suck. Bad couple. Yes.
It was from the jump already kind of like proximity, which is, it's like fine, right? It's not good nor it's bad. Horrible. It just ends up being terrible at the end or towards the end when it's revealed that the Ackermans have like their brains are wired a certain way to protect the Jaegers, and that's why she loves him.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Bad. What is it? The good answer, nephew. Yeah. It's, I hate that couple. And successfully, the only couple that deserves any attention on that show are Ymir, the freckled girl.
Ymir and Historia.
The blonde girl.
Ymir,
they're the only couple that matters. Uh-huh. Anybody else? Get out. No, but, oh, and Connie, right? No. Is that his name? Sasha and the other...
Sasha and Connie?
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, loved them. Yes. Past tense.
Past tense.
I just thought, like, because Mikasa is so cool. Mikasa is so,
she did not,
so strong.
It just would not make sense for her to love such a...
But even being so strong and so, like, Mikasa so badass, I would have been fine if it's like, hey, we grew up together. I like you. But it's like, it's in your DNA. You're a woman. Like,
and he just treats her bad up until that point. Like, it's just like, it doesn't make any sense. Because if he had responded any of those feelings and then discovered, oh my God, you've been trained to basically feel this way towards me, you know, let's work past that and we're in love. But no, he's like, you're my slave.
He used it as like a way to get away from him, from her and Armin.
Yeah, and he weaponized
it. And then at the end of the rumbling, when the dust finally settles, he like suddenly decides that he actually loves her and is mad that she's with John.
Well, what do you mean? I think
bad.
The way I understood it was that he always did like her. But
I didn't take that.
But he had to do it because he saw the future, and in the future he saw that, so he had to do it anyway.
Well, could we have gotten more?
That still doesn't make it
better. We need, the thing is that, like, we needed more of that to be written in, where, like, maybe moments of, like, longing looks or protecting her and not just being rude to her all the time. It's like when a kid pulls someone else's hair and it's like, I like you. Don't abuse me.
It's that scene in the, when he's talking to Armin during the rumbling.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. When he breaks down to him, he goes, he's basically saying, do you think I wanted to do this? I didn't want to do this. I had to do this. So that's why I took it as he's always liked Mikasa, but he saw the future and
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that when he starts like breaking down, like, about Mikasa, when she finally kind of decides to move on a little bit, and then and obviously ends up with John, but I think her ending up with John is funny, but it's just, I don't know, man, that's so bad.
It's bad. It's just
so bad. It's so bad.
And then she cuts his head off, and then she kisses the head, and all right.
Yeah.
And so that show is so good until until that fart.
Yeah, until that fart. That's what it sounded like.
Until the...
Yeah, I mean, the way that, I mean, I don't know. I've always come back to the point where, like, every great show with a great run is always destined to end bad. Like, it's really impossible to end a good show.
Don't say that.
I mean, but like, you think about all the great best shows that have come out.
No, because the thing is, if you say that, and we let that trope perpetuate, then that means that One Piece would end bad, and then I have to kill myself because I simply can. Well, first of all, I don't need the show to end, and I don't know what kind of life I'm gonna have after. But if it ends with like, I guess the One Piece was the adventure the we made along the way, I'll go aha, stab into the heart. In my heart,
as someone who just officially made it
my Zoro
to episode 600.
Yay, congratulations.
I love One Piece. It's probably the greatest thing ever created.
Yep.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
Every day.
This isn't a fear I had in my heart 2 years ago. And now it's the thing I stress about so much. I think whatever it is, I don't think it's going to be the friends we made along the way. I actually have like theories that you've heard me talking to Johnny. I think it's going to be disappointing either way.
It's going to be very, very hard
yes.
to find an ending that everyone
It's not
going to
accommodate everybody. No. It's not going to, we know that for sure. And the thing is, like, a lot of people, I think the beauty of One Piece, especially being as long as it is that it feels like an adventure that's never ending. It just feels like life. Like, to me, that's what it feels like. It's like, okay, I'm living with my friends, and the only acceptable ending is everyone dies in their old age after they're done exploring. That's what it is. That's it. And then he like whispers, the One Piece is cuts out. I would prefer that.
you never actually figure out what the One Piece is.
Don't let me know. Don't tell me.
I wouldn't dislike that ending. Actually.
I wouldn't be mad. I want it to be that Luffy's at his grave. They're all at their graves because they're all dying at the same time. And then they're like, man, the One Piece was, and then that's it. Because I don't know if I'm strong enough. I really don't know. I actually, after, because Samuel's behind and I've been rewatching it with him, after every like big fight or beautiful moment, my brain kind of does this thing where it goes boom, and I'm like, one day I'm not gonna have this anymore, and it's gonna be gone. And I fall into a deep wall of depression, and then I'm gonna have to watch it again and again and again.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it just won't. I don't know. I've always had that feeling where the great shows do kind of fumble, like don't really. A lot of them don't stick to ending very well. It's hard. I think the only one that truly I can look at and be like, I felt like this show stuck the landing is Full Metal Alchemist. It's the only one.
100%. That one did stick the landing because they had to do it again.
Yeah, they did have to do it again. Because
they had to do it again.
But the anime original ending wasn't that bad either.
I will say, as the manga, since I read the manga, Demon Slayer ends how it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But Demon Slayer is very short.
It is.
So you're saying it only pertains to long anime?
Well, not necessarily. So very popular shows. We're getting off topic, but
we are getting off topic.
Very, very popular shows, like in general, Game of Thrones, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, Death Note, hell, Attack on Titan, like
and Death Note was super short, and they messed it up.
All of those shows have had problems sticking the landing, where it's like you have this huge hype for this thing, and once you're getting to the end, it's either going to be the worst shit I've ever seen, or oh my god, the show is so peak. There's never an in between.
Yeah, because if you leave a show going, yeah, it was good, then did it really stick the landing? I guess. I don't think Demon Slayer is going to be that way. It's going to be ending with three movies, not even another season. So I think it's going to be great. I hope they just, and they have stuck almost frame for frame for the manga. So it should be fine. It should be fine. Anyway, back to the people we.
Yes. Okay. My final bad couple is Kazuya and Mitsuhara from Rent a Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for mentioning that because I thought that I was going to be on Andre's list.
That's what I thought too.
Because horrendous.
No, here's the thing. I agree. I just didn't want any overlap.
I get that. Fair.
That's fair.
Fair and true.
So I'm going to be the one to say it because. That couple fucking sucks. Oh my God.
Horrible. Horrible.
It is. Okay. So me and Zoe debated. Okay. If you are a first time listener, or is you rather listening for, have you been listening since the start of Kayla being on the show? Okay. I'll just say that. If that's your start point, I want to plead with you to go listen to some me and Zoe's other episodes in the past where we talk mm-hmm. about romance anime. Specifically, the romance anime is exhausting themed episode and the romance anime character tier list, those back-to-back episodes, because one of the first times me and Zoe disagreed on the podcast was whether or not Kazuya is a good character.
He showed promise.
Like,
you were too young. You didn't know. You didn't
Kayla
know.
Yeah. Kayla's shaking her head because she knows.
Because in season one, they kind of frame him as like, yeah, he's a gooner, but he's kind of a victim, right?
Yeah. Like,
and then he has like,
mommy's a bad person.
Yes. And that's also another thing. His ex-girlfriend is a horrid person. And then he has his little heroic moment where I'm like, this is the part where it all turns around.
and then it turned around and it got worse. What's funny is we talk about how bad Kazuya is as a character, and people love Mitsuhara so much, but she's also equally at fault with how stupid this couple is.
Yes, the only good couple in that show are their parents.
Yeah,
they're successful. Everybody else sucks.
But here's my thing, because Mitsuhara, like, sticks to this, like, I want to be the perfect girl so much that it kind of ruins, it kind of has the inverse effect where now she's kind of stuck with this fucking idiot. Where,
sorry, I wasn't expecting that.
Because, like, think about it. Kazuya rents you as a girlfriend. And you're so predicated on having a good, making sure every person that rents a girlfriend has a great experience. That is an admirable trait to have in terms of like customer service, right? Here's my thing. Kazuya made it very clear that he was a bad person on that first date when he decides to go, you just treat all the guys that they go on dates like this. You're not even like really trying to like build some kind of relationship with somebody. You're just trying to be nice because I'm paying you to be nice. Get the fuck out of
also
here.
Also, not the octave lower. not talking down here like this.
Yeah.
But it's a good explanation.
Then when the date is over, like, they have some extra, like, 10 minutes of extra time left on their date. They're done with the aquarium date. It's over. She could just walk away. She, because she values, for some dumbass reason, being the perfect and having that 5-star rating every time, she decides to stick around with him to go visit his mother in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And when Kazuya's mother goes, oh, is your girlfriend? Instead of being like, oh no, I'm just a friend. She goes, yes, I'm his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've already dug your grave now.
She's, I've said this so many times before. She is like manufactured in a lab to be every lonely anime watcher's perfect girl, right? She's so smart and she's so pretty She, what is Kayla's?
I was like, is something happening in the background, Kayla?
Yeah, people are getting to my house and I keep hearing them and I'm going, because at first I heard like just like rumblings. And sometimes I hear like when Sam gets home, but you know, the fear always runs through me of like, whose voice is that? Is someone breaking into my house?
Our friends for the Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was I saying? Yeah, she's like, again, she's pretty and she's smart and she's an actor and she's so nice. And there's that famous panel or screen cap of the show where she's studying in her glasses and she's doing a split at the same time. Like, she is so,
like, come on.
She is so, like, quote unquote, perfect.
Yeah.
Which is also,
already a little eye roll inducing, and then it's just worse because the only time she's stupid is when she decides to keep staying with Kazuya. Yeah. Which is crux of the show.
And I forgot. Basically, they went on two dates. The first one, she usually gets 5 stars on all the dates she goes on, right? He gave her like 3 stars or something like that on the first date.
And she got mad.
And she got mad and wanted to do another date so he could give her 5 stars. Ma'am, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, it's just, and then it proceeds this long, drawn out thing where like we're a couple now. If someone
doesn't value you and think you're a 5-star girl, don't go back. Don't go back.
Message.
And then
message.
The really famous panel later in the fucking story where Kazuya's in under the water in his pool. And he has a boner because he's imagining that she's getting piped by someone else. It's
bad.
Pathetic.
I didn't know that scene.
It's so pathetic.
So weird. That story, that manga has some weird. He tries to slip in some cuckoldry in that story a lot, and it just does not work.
There's a third chair somewhere. Off screen.
It's up. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And why are you making us watch?
Yeah. Like, why are you making us have to, like, I don't understand how you could actually, like, try to humanize or make you sympathize or empathize with a character and actively make them less likable.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to be like, oh, like Kazuya has so many faults, but these girls around him just like really want to fix him and make him a better person. And then he does that. And you're like, well, what is the point?
So what's the point? He's not getting better.
Exactly. In
fact, he's making everybody else worse.
No, legit.
And there's that.
So yeah, that couple is awful. And this is any ship in that story, Kazuya with any other girl that's in that story is equally as bad. So it's like,
him and Ruka. Know. Ruka's obsessed with him, and
yeah,
it's because if my heart, whatever, I'm gonna die. And when I'm with you, it's the right BPM. That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. And then obviously, Kazu doesn't have enough of a backbone to actively
say no.
Mad at mommy.
Yeah, I have only seen clips of this show. Because of what you guys have explained to
me. No, we're going
to
watch it.
I've never watched the full thing.
No, we're going to watch it.
But I don't want to. I don't want to because I've already, like, I've, like, looked at clips. So I've seen some of these. I haven't seen all of them. But I'm just like, I think that the entire time watching this, my blood pressure would be up. And I'm not trying to go to the hospital.
That's why we're going to. That's why.
That's what we're going to watch.
It's going to be horrible.
We're going to watch on the Goof Troop trip. We're going to watch.
I'm so excited. We're going to watch so many things.
Hey. You and Sam made me watch Dragon Maid when I said, I'm not with it. And you guys were like, it's not that bad. And then after episode 2, both of you looked at me and went, yeah, it's it. I forgot it was that bad.
It gets better. It gets less.
No, it doesn't. Because there's the girl with these horns, and she has the booty shorts, and her tits are too tongue.
Yes, but also no.
The only good character in that show is Kana, and we need to save her and get her out of there.
And I love her. Yes, no, this is true. And you should watch for Kana and her little friend, and it's very cute, and there is some beauty there.
Anyways, we are. I think that's a good enough.
I didn't expect a fight at the end of this episode.
Yeah, that was great. So are we doing non-canon bad couples, or are we doing good canon couples next week?
I think next week is best canon couples, and then we'll end off February with worst non-canon, worst and best non-canon characters.
Okay.
I got a lot to say. Specifically, they're in the anime realm. They're in the anime realm because they're JRPGs.
Okay.
But I'll say it right now so people can get ready. I got a lot to say about the protagonist in Futaba from Persona 5.
Oh.
And Cloud and Aerith.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Get fucking ready.
Oh, God.
Because I'm tired of seeing it.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I've been Taylor, aka Nostalgia, as told by Zoe. K likes everything. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.